You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Now, for many people, the reason they're in the criminal justice system has to do with violence. That's the research subject of Nikki Jones. She's a UC Berkeley sociologist, and her latest book is about violence in Black neighborhoods and how Black men with criminal histories are trying to change their lives. She spent years in the Lower Fillmore and wrote The Chosen Ones, Black Men and the Politics of Redemption. In it, she talks about her work with men who are trying to straighten out their lives and how complicated that can be. I met up with Jones in her office, and she told me about one man she followed named Eric, who was trying to make that transformation in his neighborhood.
He describes being made special ed at a young age and just feeling as if that he wasn't living up to the expectations and the accomplishments of his other siblings.
Made special ed. What does that mean?
Made special ed makes clear that that was an institutional process of labeling you, right? And that it wasn't necessarily a reflection of some kind of inferiority that you held in your body or your mind. And so that was his understanding of what it meant to be made special ed. And so seeing the world as kind of acting on him, even as a young boy, in a way that was increasing his isolation and his exclusion. And his alienation. And what we see happen in his telling of the story, we then begin to see how important this group of young people, which some would describe as a gang, certainly their official label would be and has been gang, provided a place for him, provided a sense of sociability, provided some excitement, and also eventually provided some money. And so I write about his drift into drug dealing. And I think it's a drift that a lot of young people experience. It is and has always been about a sense of place and a sense of sociability.
And at some point he says, I have three choices in life. Either I get shot or I shoot somebody or I end up in prison. And you say he crafted a fourth option for himself. And what was that and how did he do it?
That's right. And so Eric explained this to me in the coffee shop one day in a way that I thought was so powerful and compelling when he's talking about how he was trying to craft this fourth option, create another way. And he said to me, Nikki, you know, and we're sitting at this coffee table. There's a notebook in between us. And he says, you know, Nikki, sometimes you're over here. And he slides the notebook to one side of the table. And I understand over here to mean the underground economy and everything that comes along with it. But you want to be over here, right? And the other over here is the legitimate life, right? The life that's away from the streets, not necessarily your friends, but away from the streets and the kind of problems that it can bring. But you can't be there yet. And so he takes a notebook and slides it back and forth across the coffee table. And he says, so you're half and half, right? You're half and half. It means that if you are someone in the life of someone who's going through this transformation, you have to anticipate the half and half. You cannot see that as a failure, especially like during this 18 to 24 age range where there's a lot of this movement going on. And one of the challenges is that we demand that kids change, that young people change right away. But that's not how change happens for many of us. Right, there are successes and there are setbacks. And what often happens is the setbacks can divorce young people from the resources or people with the resources can exclude young people from access to those resources because of the setback. Not understanding that it's likely that there's going to be another success down the road.
And so these men are gathering, coming together, talking about their lives, the neighborhood. What are some results of those gatherings? What were they able to do?
One of the earliest events that I went to, which I didn't write about in the book, was a fatherhood conference. And certainly the meaning of fatherhood was very, very important to him. Organizing other events in the community that people could come to, including events that were intended to bring in people from what others thought to be the most troubled parts of the neighborhood. And I realized that it's in the organization of all these events that was the gel, mm-hmm. that was keeping him together in some ways, but also tightening that relationship with other people who are also trying to make that change and make that transformation in their lives. It gave them something to do.
What did those meetings result in? Is that work still happening?
This was a period of time from 2005 to 2010 when you had Kamala Harris becoming the district attorney, Gavin Newsom as the mayor. There's a kind of emphasis on criminal justice politics and implementation during that time. And all of that you saw in the neighborhood. Since then, the neighborhood has changed. Gentrification, which was picking up then, has only, picked up its pace. And when I go back to the neighborhood, I see the changes. I see the new stores. I see the changing demographics. I see people coming below Geary Avenue, right? Geary Boulevard now in a way that they didn't previously. And so there are obvious changes. I haven't checked what the numbers around violence look like, but I imagine just from my conversations with and people in the neighborhood, that things have declined a bit. And people will look at that and say, well, that's the success of all those policies and practices that we put in place, including those really intrusive practices like the gang injunction, right, and these other kinds of efforts. But I also know that a number of young people are dead. And that's why at the end of the book, it's a sad story in some ways, because you had this huge investment and it did something, but it didn't save the lives of some young people. And if the argument is that these efforts, these targeted forms of policing and intervention are intended to save lives, the question is how can that investment be there and these young people still be dead?
That's UC Berkeley sociologist Nikki Jones. Her new book is The Chosen Ones, Black Men and the Politics of Redemption. You can find a link to her book at klw.org. And make sure you're subscribed to the Cross Currents podcast. Listen to all our stories and interviews whenever you want, wherever.